This was going to be an interesting talk because I've been a county-based coordinator for 26 years, and about a year and a half ago, I became the statewide coordinator for California for the Master Gardener program. And one of the things that we've been revisiting is how Master Gardeners learn and what they need to learn to do their job as a volunteer for the university and extending research-based information. So I entitled this talk, you know, Entomology, What Master Gardeners Really Need to Know and Learn in 3 Hours. Well, it's not that they're really going to learn all that in 3 hours, but the bulk of their training, the intensive part of it, is within a 3-hour period. And yet, at the same time, they're expected to extend a lot of very technical information. So one of the things that we thought was important is to try and figure out what it is they really need to learn. We have a handbook that we use in California that we use for training purposes, and it's one of the key documents that articulates the kinds of things that we want them to learn. And it's geared towards them answering horticulture or pest management questions to the general public, because that's the job they do mostly, which is not only extending, but they do it in a way by answering individuals' questions. It's a big focus of a lot of their programs. The learning objectives in California probably are similar to those in other states as well, but you know, we want them to learn the basic structure of insects, their life cycles, where their distributions are. We want them to be familiar with the major groups of insects that are found in the home garden. We're not so concerned about those that are in agriculture per se, but those that would be common in a home landscape. We want them to understand levels of insect pest damage and what kinds of damage might be associated with different kinds of insects. We also want them to understand pest management and how integrated pest management can be applied. And most importantly, we want them to know what resources are available, because the memory period isn't so long, so they have to be able to come back to that information in the future. So these are the things that we as academics felt that master gardeners needed to know to do their job. But what do master gardeners think they need to know? And so I decided to ask them in preparation for this talk. So I did an online survey for this talk, and I sent it out to 3,602 master gardeners, and believe it or not, a lot of them responded. It was a fairly brief survey, so I think it was easy for them to respond to. But a 24% return on surveys is pretty amazing. So they were quite, I was sort of happy, unhappy with the returns, because it took a long time to compile the data. Anyway, so there were 4 questions, and these are their responses to these questions. So the first one is, if a client showed you an insect, what steps do you think you would take to identify it? So just trying to get at what they think they need to identify an insect pest. And these are all certified master gardeners. They've gone through the training already. They may have been master gardeners for many, many years. So there's a range of expertise, but all of them are certified who took this survey. And the first choice, 88% of them said that they would page through an insect identification book at their desk. And I thought that was pretty extraordinary, that that was the first thing they would consider doing, and it's such a heavy, high response rate to that one. The second choice is, we have a website in California that's really focused on home gardening. It's an IPM website, UCIPM website, that has a lot of information for home horticulture. And the 73% said they would go to that website. 63% said they would ask another master gardener, which is pretty interesting. And then the fourth choice was that they would consult with the Ag Commissioner's Office, entomologist Norm back there in Fresno County, and then maybe look through their Master Gardener training notes. So that I thought that was an interesting response to that question. So I want you to keep this in mind as we move along. The other responses, and I was happy to see that at least they might go to other non-master gardener resources like an advisor or a specialist or something like that. A lot said they would Google it, try to find it on the web by just Googling it. They might go to a local nursery, or they might ask the individual some more questions. Finally, somebody said that. So survey question number two, and it's a little bit different. So they actually showed you the insect in question one. In question two, they didn't show you the insect. They showed you the damage. So how would you determine the insect pest that was causing that damage? And this was ranked by frequency of response. So the first answer that they give, 98% said this. I mean, that's an amazing response. But they said they would look up the plant name, and they would see what sort of insect pests commonly attack that plant. So that means that they need to know the plant name more importantly than they need to know the insect name. They need to be able to use plant-based indexes to determine what kinds of problems they have. The second choice that they gave is 76%. Said determine, you know, what the potential insects that could cause that kind of damage, you know, so if it's honeydew or large chunks of leaf tissue missing, or if there's frass there, what kinds of insects could cause that kind of damage, and then whittle it down and see which insect best fits the symptoms. Other choices that came up, 65% said they would look for other signs of infestation on the plant. And then the fourth choice, again, is they would ask another master gardener. So the next question that I asked them was, rank your knowledge needs. You know, what's the most important thing that you think you need to learn as a master gardener in entomology? So number one being the most important one. Ranked first, and again, there's a very high percentage of responses to this, is I need to know the 10 most common insect pests. They don't, you know, they just need to know who they are and what they do, and that will help them, because really, master gardeners tend to get a lot of the same questions over and over and over and over again. And by giving that specific information of the pests that they're most likely to be asked about gives them confidence that they can answer those questions. But also ranked first, you know, there was a sort of a split between these, is I need to know the difference between beneficial pests, beneficials and pest insects. So those were kind of equal in response rate. Ranked second, and again, these were kind of equal in ranking second, is I need to know the life cycles of various insects and which part is going to be a pest part. And I need to know how to manage insect pests. That was another important response. Ranked third, I need to know what type of insect mouth parts cause what kinds of plant damage. Which was good. That was very perceptive of them, because you can really identify, you know, at least groups of insects by the kinds of damage based on how they feed on the plant. So little chewing mouth parts, little chewing pests, or little damage. And then also third of importance was they need to know how insects and ecosystems are interconnected, more importantly, to allow them to apply principles of integrated pest management. Fourth was I need to be able to identify insects at least to order. And I was sort of surprised that they would say this, but it was pretty far down on the numbers of responses. But so that they need to know, you know, what characteristics constitute a fly, what characteristics constitute a beetle, and so on. Rank least important, and I thought it was important to include what they thought was least important, was the various body parts of an insect and how they function. Yet I know in many entomology classes we spend a lot of time talking about insect parts and why they're important, and yet this is the thing that they felt that was least important to consider in an entomology class. So the last question that I asked is, in your role as a master gardener, I kind of asked this more for my benefit, so I could help design a program that would help them the most and figure out what their needs were. But in your role as a master gardener, what would help you most to help clients with entomology pest-related questions? And we gave them up to three choices. So 80% said they would like more photos on the web, even though most of them would go to a book and look up insect pictures. But then again, the next response, 58% said pictures of common plants and a list of descriptions and their most common pests. So again, a host-based pest insect book would be helpful. And 27% said they want reference books. They want access to reference books. Again, to maybe do that page through looking for the specific pest. And then 16%, I was again surprised by this because they don't feel like they need this knowledge, but they'd like to know and understand taxonomic keys. And some of the responses, you know, where they had an opportunity to comment said, what's a taxonomic key? So they didn't know what that term meant, which again sort of surprised me. But so the key thing that we need to think about is they need to know the host species name, and we have to get those resources out there so that we have host-based indexes of plants and their problems. And also, it allows them to know the range of possible pest problems that are associated with that host. And more importantly, it also allows them to know what's normal for those plants, you know, that it's normal for them to have a discoloration or something like that. In response to other, they also said they were interested in digital pictures and being able to send that to somebody for diagnosis or identification. So that distance diagnosis could be an important tool in the future. They also felt like they'd like to see a small booklet of how to identify plant damage caused by insects. So, you know, maybe a little diagnostic key that's a laminated little booklet that says, for this kind of damage, these are the possible pests that could cause that kind of damage. One that I thought was really good is that the actual pest collections in the Master Gardener office, so they can actually look at the insect and visually identify it and match it to the pest that they're seeing. And then again, they also said expand the UCIPM website to include more insect pests. So that's very good. So what does that tell us as entomology trainers, what we need to tell master gardeners? Well, the first thing that I sort of deduced from this survey is that visual resources are the critical element, and that they are learning through an active learning process, you know, where they actually get to see the insect, dissect the insect, and match it to actual problems that show up on the plants. They also need references and websites and booklets, and anything that has a visual component to it is really important. Because as I said, their most common way to deal with it is to page through a book, Google it, reference it in a library, or go to a website. And this is our UCIPM website, and as you can see, it lists pests by, I should point with my mouse here, where's that? Pests on plants, oops. By host. Where am I? Let me go back. Okay. And as well as pests by type. So there's quite some resources for them there. It also tells us that the traditional entomological knowledge, such as physiology or biology or morphology, isn't as important to the master gardeners, other than they need to know the mouth parts and how mouth parts impact plants, you know, what kinds of damage they cause. And probably if you had to focus your three-hour training session, that you might focus it on the 10 most common pests in their area and what beneficial insects there are in their area. That those are kind of some critical key things that we need for them to learn. And that because their goal is to solve problems, generally, that's their focus, is to help advisors and agents solve those home horticulture problems, is that they really also need to have answers, and that pest management has to be a big part of that entomology training. And so if I put it in simple terms, you know, how do they find out what it is? How do they tell if the damage is going to be significant and what kinds of triggers or levels do you need to determine before you input any kind of control, and what management should be involved in it. And then finally, what other resources do they have, or what references do they have, and what can they pass on to the client? Because they may not know all the details, but if they can get some information and pass it on to the client, then they've solved the problem, they've educated the client about that problem, and they've done their job. So I think I probably have a couple of minutes for questions, and I'm kind of curious how other people do training for entomology. It's a fairly deep topic, but yet we have so little time to actually impart a lot of knowledge in that period.
There are a couple of minutes left. Are there any questions for Pam?
So I'm from Connecticut, and we have entomology for one subject and IPM as a separate subject. So do you guys have that as well, or are the students wanting to form a link between the two subjects from entomology first and then to get into more detail? Mm-hmm.
The question is from Connecticut is that they have two classes, one on entomology and one on IPM. And do we do that in California? You know, each county does their own training, sets up their own training, but that both components are expected at some point. So some counties will combine the two, entomology and IPM, even though it includes a lot of other subject matters. Other counties will do both and have a three-hour segment both in entomology and a three-hour segment in IPM. So, question.
Do you cover pesticides at all in your master gardener training?
Do we cover pesticides in our master gardener training? Definitely. And it's a part of the integrated pest management section. We talk really about how pesticides work and what the things they should be concerned about and what sources are available to them for more information. So, yeah, definitely cover that. Whitney?
I like the comment about they like to have the actual bugs. Is there any effort made to kind of collect, make a collection and keep a collection for reference?
The question is, Whitney likes the idea of having the actual bugs in a collection. Is there an effort to make collections in different county offices? You know, it depends on the expertise of the advisor or coordinator of that program in each county. Some counties have a lot of entomology expertise and some counties don't. So it's really individual. From a statewide perspective, that isn't something we've implemented or made available. But as I said, some counties have great collections.
I just wanted to add to that. I know our IPM Florida program did do something similar where they distributed these, they called it, you know, bug toolboxes to our county offices. I think sometimes there were problems getting those toolboxes to the right people that would then use them.
So she said that in their county, and I couldn't hear where it was.
Florida.
In Florida, they have toolboxes that get distributed to the county offices that help them solve those pest-related problems or entomology problems. So, okay.
Here,